This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire, 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 fire.
Wonder and vision. Aren't we a five pair?
Oh, this is gonna be a gas!
Am I dead?
No. Why would you think that?
Because you are.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Doucet, aka Mr. No Disrespect, and you're now tuning into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus Marvel Studios TV series WandaVision, with this recap being dedicated to episode 6 titled All New Halloween Spooktacular. And once again, we got Huey from Low Mid Podcast joining us.
What's up?
I'm interested in hearing your takes on this episode. And as usual, how we start off. So, overall thoughts.
My overall thoughts. I like this episode. It definitely gave me a lot more questions. I like the format, like the actual show, better than any of the other ones because I like Malcolm in the Middle. So, and what else was I going to say? I feel like what episode is this? 6? Mm-hmm. I feel like we're at a good point where it's like, the show, I'm very much comfortable with the show, like the format of the show. Everything seems pretty balanced now to where even though you don't know what to expect, you kind of know what to expect by not knowing what to expect. So it was good. I liked this episode.
I'm almost there. Still not quite there. I still kind of roll my eyes at all the, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'll ever get there unless they really tie this together. Like, I don't know if I'll be all the way in on this sitcom idea. I didn't watch Malcolm in the Middle. That was, but I knew that's what they were going for on that, yeah. Though. I'm still enjoying it, man. And I'm still looking forward to what the hell is going on and what's happening. So, yeah, I always look forward to these to see how everybody feel about it as well. So this is a fun time.
It's a fun time for you, Mike.
I don't know if I would describe it that way, but I like this episode not quite as much as the one before it. But I did like this episode. It gave me some new theories. So I'll just say that and I'll save those.
What you can?
I think this was like when it went off, I was like, God dang, I gotta wait another week. Yeah. Like this was the first time I've had that feeling.
Me too, actually.
I was like, damn. Because I think in terms of it progressing the story, moving the story along, I think it did a really good job of doing that. And that was the aspect that I really love the most. And I think, Rod, like at this point, I don't know how else they could tell the story without the sitcoms. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's really baked into this series. So it would be weird without it right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
But it's still... I hate them for that. But no, I agree. Yeah, it, you do kind of need it. But, you know, I'm just saying like certain things about it still just kind of, I just really can do without.
Yeah. You know, I didn't watch Malcolm in the Middle either. Yeah, so I didn't get anything that was going on. So
I enjoyed this episode. It's interesting. Last week I was like, damn, I can't wait for next week. And this episode is like, damn, I got to wait another week. Yeah. Sentiments like you said, Ken. I grew up on watching Malcolm in the Middle, so I was expecting the 90s though. I didn't expect the early 2000s. Time jump as far as when it comes to the sitcom style.
Damn.
This was 2000s.
It was.
I assumed it was 90s.
I think I had to look it up. The first season was 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just
looked it up.
Sometimes people teeter on that though when it's towards the end of a decade, they'll still count it as the 90s. I know that happens with Fresh Prince a lot. Okay. Fresh Prince technically dropped in the 90s, but some Was it the 90s?
Was it 91?
So they'll start with 01.
Yeah, yeah. So 1 year. So sometimes they'll say, oh, that's an 80s show. Because you got to think about it. Like, if you're on the end of, like, the 80s, like, he's still influenced by some of the 80s stuff. Like, he still wore retro J's that came out in the 80s mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So you still kind of feel that 80s vibe in the early 90s. So mm-hmm. And that might be the situation
here. I guess you kind of, yeah, I can mm-hmm. see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Just kind of count from 1 through 10, and I guess they... Mm-hmm. That
because yeah. did what was the last one they did, like Full House or whatever? Did that end in the 90s?
It was like it was a weird mix between 80s and 90s.
Wait, Full House was pure 80s or pure 90s, wasn't it?
I believe so, actually. Yeah, I think Full House was all 90s, actually. Now that I think about it,
I'm pretty sure Full House was
so
90s.
Now I'm like all confused. It don't matter to me. Y'all can discuss this.
You don't like it anyways.
Yeah, I don't like it anyways. I really don't care about this whole decade of 80s and 70s, 90s. Like, that's not. It's not that interesting to me.
Yeah, well, what I found interesting was just how the show started with the would you got something to say, Mike?
Yeah, it was from 87 to 95.
Really?
I thought it was pure 90s.
I thought it was too.
Full House?
Yep. Full House stopped in 1995. Weird.
Damn.
Oh, so maybe we're getting older that to kind of mm-hmm.
blend
cross decade. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Interesting. That was smart too.
Mm-hmm. But what kind of took me back a little bit was just like how the beginning of the episode, like, we see the twins introduce the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they just like how Malcolm in the Middle, the youngest son was.
That was exactly, like, the same as how that show would start.
For real?
Exactly the same.
That is so crazy.
Everything was exactly Malcolm in the Middle. It was really weird.
Are we getting more character development with them for a reason? Do y'all think?
With the kids, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the kids are going to survive outside of Westview before this is over.
Hmm.
What do you mean survive outside of Westview?
So here's one of my theories, which I'm probably wrong. I think everybody in the town is dead.
Really?
Oh, shit.
Yep. I think everybody in that town is dead. I'm probably wrong, of course, but obviously Vision's dead. I'll tell you what made me think that. It's like Herb, the way he was dressed up as like Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and then the fact that there were no kids anywhere, but then all of those kids were there. So I was like, I wonder if everybody here is dead and she's just kind of creating these fake kids.
Mm.
That's.
But then they have the driver's license with the townspeople? Or are you saying they're dead? They've been dead since she took over.
Whatever she
or
did.
Maybe they died before that.
Mm.
Or maybe I'm just wrong.
Whatever. I think you're wrong.
You can't say shit because your ass was wrong for 45 minutes last week. So,
they was coming at you in the Reddit thread.
I'm probably right.
They came at you in the Reddit thread about that damn.
Oh, the drone?
Yeah.
Drone
shit.
But I corrected that.
No, you didn't.
I absolutely did.
You said, man, I could be wrong.
Fuck y'all.
Your ass is wrong as fuck.
Fuck y'all. And I'm talking to the commenters.
Look, he even convinced us that he was right.
I wrote my wrongs. I'm like, look, I think it's actually the same one. I still wasn't sure in the moment.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
You had your best.
You know, hey.
He was arguing heavy, too. Man, no, for real. Like, think about it. Think about
I was,
it.
But the
I
way
was.
You corrected yourself was so different from how you were defending. You were like, no, that's probably wrong.
Yeah.
Just, like, slid that in really quickly. Yeah.
I'm not going to go hard about how I was wrong, you know? I would just skirt over there. Yeah, you know that. You know.
You know, it happens.
You know.
Bro, if all those people are dead, man.
They're not.
Like I said,
I would love it much more.
I would love it just because I want to see the MCU get into horror.
Yeah.
That's
and that's what this
Marvel
this
Zombies.
That's what it's leading to.
That's so dark.
Because it's like, I guess if they were all dead, it wouldn't really make any sense.
Mm-mm.
Because it's like, well, why would they even care? Like the people that are outside the hex, why would they even care if everybody in there is just dead?
Because they don't care about the people. They care more about Wanda.
But what Wanda's
doing. We haven't really seen anyone connected to anyone inside say anything or be like, oh, my husband's in there or anything like that.
I'm wrong. Oh. I'm wrong. Right when you started talking about that. Remember the Southeast Asian guy when he was like, oh, I need to call my wife.
Yeah.
When he snapped out of it.
If he's dead, why would he be saying I need to call my wife?
And if he snapped out, yeah.
Unless he doesn't know. Oh, I forgot why I thought. I'm sorry. Were you about to say something?
Mm, go ahead.
I forgot the other part of reason why I thought everybody in there was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because Agnes says it in the episode when he touches her head, she goes, "Are we all dead?" And he goes, "Why would you think that?" And she says, "Because you are." So I was like, "Wait a minute, are they all dead?"
But then also to your to your point, he says that he needs to call his wife or something like that. But Quicksilver also says, like, you kept all the family together. But if where's his wife then? If he, you know what I'm saying? If you know.
Mm-hmm. Where's whose wife?
The Asian. The Indian guy. Yeah, Indian guy.
Huh.
Forgot his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, speaking of that, Huey, well, how did you feel about Uncle P being in this episode?
So he was, well, again, he was a reference to Malcolm's oldest brother from the show. But I liked his inclusion in this show. I liked his character in this episode. And then I have a lot of questions about him, but I'm also confused about him now.
Who is Uncle Pete?
Pietro, Quicksilver.
Oh. So wait a minute. When you said Uncle Pete, you said he was in Malcolm in the Middle. What is that? Was it a guy named Uncle Pete?
He was acting like how it's in the show. Their brother would come to town every once in a while.
Because he went to like a boarding school or something.
He would act like that. He would get them to do stuff to get themselves in trouble.
You know, like Uncle Jesse.
Yeah,
I got you.
He's like the uncle.
That's what I felt on Full House. Yeah, the Full House episode.
Right. I liked his inclusion in the show. I don't know if we'll get into specifically like what he said later, mm-hmm. but I have questions about him now. But it's interesting the way he talks to Wanda throughout the episode, where he's just like plainly asking her questions like about what's going on. I was like, okay, how'd you do that, by the way? Mm-hmm. And when he called her out on the accent thing and stuff like that, that was really funny. And he's just like blank faced throughout. Like he's not confused as to that, like that it's happening, just like how it's happening. Mm. He's like, oh, how'd you do that?
I have a question. We're going to get into his conversations with Wanda. But before that, this is the first episode, I believe, where Wanda and Vision don't really have that many scenes together. Outside of Vision getting, you know, his costume ready. And then that's the only one they have together. We find out he was lying to them, to Wanda, too. Their kids talk a little bit about that. They were saying, like, our parents aren't fighting, but they're just different. Mm-hmm. Are they alluding to that Wanda and Vision's relationship is kind of pretty much either it's on the rocks or is it over?
Nah, I don't think that. Because that's what they were saying. It was just, I thought you had a
bad eyesight.
No. It was the way you looked. But because I think they say like they're not really fighting. It's just, you know, they're just different. You know what I'm saying? They're just acting different ever since they uncle came into town or whatever. So I don't think it's saying that, you know, they're in a bad place, but obviously they're in a confusing place. They're not on the same page. Vision said himself.
I don't know. Vision was a little passive aggressive with some of his shit that he said before he left the crib. Like he was like, she's like, "Oh, I like your costume and all that." He's like, "Yeah, this is the only motherfucking thing I had in my damn closet." Yeah. And then he said something else to her where it was just like, "I'm gonna go do this. You stay here." She's like, "That's not how I envisioned."
He was lying to her about what he was gonna do. He was pretending he was gonna do the neighborhood watch thing.
Yeah.
And the whole "this is the only thing in my closet" is implying that like he knows she's forcing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're definitely in a bad place.
Yeah.
I think they're in a terrible place. he realizes that she's doing something fucked up, and that's why he's trying to get out of the town and warn people.
I guess so. Y'all convinced me.
And also to that scene, maybe it's just me, but like, for this whole time when all this stuff's been going on, I kind of thought, like, maybe, I don't know how a better way to say it, but, like, Wanda had some hex or, like, algorithm that people were kind of running on. Mm-hmm. But now it seems like she's, like, has specific scripts. Because multiple times she's like, that's not what you're supposed to do. Or somebody's like, oh, didn't you want me to do this or whatever?
That's right.
So it's like she definitely has a lot more direct control than I thought she did. I thought she was just kind of the environment and then shit. Like just happens, but she's like, "That's not what you're supposed to do. What are you talking about?" and shit like that. So, and even Quicksilver saying a couple things like, "Isn't that what I was supposed to do this episode? I was supposed to do this and this and this, right?"
I was thinking more as like, I feel like she hasn't planned this far out as far as the sitcom world. Mm-hmm. Like she hasn't gotten to this point, so she's rewriting shit or creating shit as she goes.
Because I don't know, why would she say that you're not supposed to do that, or why would she say that's not like, why would the other people be saying, "Well, no, that's not what I'm supposed to do here." Like, I think it's more what Huey's saying. Like, I think she has it planned out, but something is breaking and she's not able to control it. Because, like, you see her having a, like, she's not able to control those people that are close to the edge of the town. Like, you can see that she doesn't have as strong of a hold on things anymore. Maybe it's the people that are outside the hex fucking with her and whatever, but something is breaking.
I just thought it was cool to see the costumes,
Yeah.
And then I thought how ridiculous those costumes look.
In real life, as outside the comics.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, if somebody tried to come save me wearing some shit like that.
It reminded me of the Netflix show Luke Cage when he actually put on the costume.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the
yellow one.
Yeah,
the
yellow, with the band. I was like, bro, this nigga look like a fucking slave.
That shit used to look so. Damn, Nick.
that was good. He had the nappy fro with the little silver band on his head. I'm like, bro.
Luke Cage, a slave.
Come on, man.
Cage. Come on, Nick.
That's what fucked up.
That was on accident.
Damn, man.
Damn. But no, but like, yeah, looking at those costumes, I was like, bro, this shit.
I think they were poking fun at it too.
They were.
Yeah.
And
it worked.
They literally looked exactly how it would look if you made it real. Yeah. Right. So
it's like, this is some silly ass shit.
I will say that I did like that about sitcoms when they do those spooktacular episodes. Yeah. I used to love when
special episodes.
Yeah.
Or like Family Matters when they did the Halloween shit.
Yeah, I used to love that shit, man. So that was cool that they played on that a little bit, I guess.
I didn't.
What I really like about this episode in particular, I could really see us like, not only was it woven like the two, the sitcom and the like what's really going on, but like they wrote the episode as if it was a Malcolm in the Middle episode, but it's really extra shit going on. Like the whole Vision lying to her or whatever, that's something I could very much see the dad doing and be like, oh, I thought he was on the neighborhood watch. And then he's really just like doing some drag race or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So that was really cool. It's a lot of moments where that kind of just, that happens. They're like using that format to enhance the show.
Wow, that's pretty dope.
Moving a little bit forward, like with Pedro and Wanda, we're seeing more and more interaction with them. One thing I did notice before all that, like they're using their superpowers all out. Like they don't really give a fuck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like even when Pedro was just running around stealing candy, causing little, you know.
I love what they did with him.
It was just like, y'all really don't care. Like there's no more concealing this shit. And then, like, Huey, you were mentioning as far as the conversations they were having. Like, he was the only one, like, look, what did he say? He said, I'm not your husband. I'm not whatever. You could talk to me.
He said, I'm someone you can talk to. I'm not a stranger and I'm not your husband. Mm-hmm. Something like that. That was really funny.
Was Wanda really using hers like that or only when she needed to fit something? Was she using
her,
as?
She paused everybody.
Yeah. So Pietro and the little kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but usually she would tell them, like, stop doing that. Like, don't do that. But now she's just like.
And then the last episode, well, she wasn't using in front of everybody, but in front of Agnes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did y'all notice that Herb, like, when he got that call on his little intercom thing, and he was like, what, someone's stealing all the candy?
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying that before candy was being stolen. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, what, someone's smashing the pumpkins?
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying that before the pumpkins were smashed?
Yeah, I did.
I'm kind of wondering if that means something. Like, how is someone telling him that something's happening before it's actually happening?
I think that, I don't know if that's that deep. I think it's more so that Quicksilver's that fast and he was just, we wouldn't see it until we saw it. But he was already reporting. Like, it might have happened all the way down the road. And so he was reporting it and we saw it when he got to where he is.
That doesn't make any sense. That
sound is delayed.
That's also like kind of a, it might be something, because I did pick up on that, but that's also kind of just something like the show would do, like the actual Malcolm in the Middle show.
You said it don't make sense, but think about it. Like if Quicksilver is right here and he steals all the mics, if he steals the mics back there and we only see him stealing the mics right here, I can report that he's stealing the mics back there, but then do we finally see him right here? I don't know if that makes sense.
I get what you're saying, Mike,
as far as like, it happened before, but at the same time, like how can you report something that's happening already?
Like somebody else, unless Pietro's not that fast, like somebody else is reporting it and is getting to his ear. Like even if it was on the other side of town, he can't be that fast then. Because that guy reported it, it got to Herb's ear, Herb's repeating it. As he's repeating it, it's happening behind him.
So it
doesn't really make any sense. So I mean,
unless it was happening somewhere else.
Yeah, it was happening somewhere else.
That's what I'm saying. Even if the town is that big, so you're saying it took that long for him to get where he was to get back to Herb.
But it was only like a second or two, though.
Yeah.
But maybe he's saying, like, are you saying that he was doing it somewhere else? they reported that he came back and did it to that area.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I'm getting that. Yeah, yeah. That's that. I got that part. Right. But if we're supposed to, like, you remember in X-Men when that explosion happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker cleared out every single person in there
mm-hmm.
before the explosion happened.
This is true.
That means he's like a millisecond fast.
Yeah.
Oh, unless he wasn't trying to be that fast.
This has to mean something. Unless it's just a thing for the show.
Because what is she? What did Herb ask her after that? He was like, did you want me to?
Yeah, he asked her like there was a script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, did you want me to do something else?
Right.
Like, we're going off book. That's what it seemed like. Hmm.
I think what Herb is saying and doing, I think it means something. I think his costume means something. And I think that the shit that he was saying in this episode means something. We just don't know what yet.
No, I don't disagree with that. But I do think the him reporting it is just him stealing the stuff in another area. And we finally see it by the time he says it. I really think that's what it was. Then.
Maybe not.
Again, he was with the kid too. They both were doing it together.
He cleared out an entire house
full of
like 30-something people in under 3 seconds.
You're adding way too much logic into this.
Again, I'm not listening to you. You missed the same drone.
Bro, it was funny.
Man, they were tearing Ron at it. That shit was funny. Mike was like, leave my nigga alone.
I know.
God damn. Yeah, he was wrong. But shit, too.
But it was funny that like, this man, episode.
Don't worry about this new age Trump.
This episode started with the director being like, I want a full analysis of that drone. And that's immediately what I thought of.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, and they started the fucking episode with the drone. That's what's funny shit.
They were rubbing that shit in.
But speaking of Director Hayward, like he's a full blown jackass now.
Yeah.
He's showing his colors.
With his own quips and everything.
And you could tell, like, and Monica called that shit out too. Like, this motherfucker got a hidden agenda for how he just doesn't want he feels she's being too empathetic to Wanda, kicks her, Darcy, and Asia Wu off the team, basically. Does anyone have a theory about what his plans are with Vision?
With Vision?
He's creating and
the mission. What is it called? Cataract.
And what do cataracts do?
I know the medication for it.
This motherfucker, man. God damn,
nigga got cataracts. What they do, kid? What medication is it?
Jesus Christ, man.
Damn.
I can't even front. That was the bar. I didn't catch that shit.
Really?
No, I did not catch that.
That's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, why the fuck would you call this cataract?
I didn't know who called it cataract.
The program was called cataract.
I didn't even
catch that. Darcy
was on?
Yeah, she found that in his email.
The program she found was called cataract.
Oh, shit.
And that was the program that was showing that Hayward has he's tracking Vision.
Oh, shit.
So and we also know that Vision was taken apart and Wanda found him. So I'm thinking he must have put something in Vision. Maybe he was experimenting, trying to create a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Vision couldn't live outside of the Hex, because he's really not alive. He's in pieces.
Yeah.
Do you think he was trying to create Sentinels through Vision?
Sentinels? Possibly, because this whole time he's been... I was just about to say that, because this whole time he's been talking about being like anti-superhero and shit.
Mm. Oh,
so
shit.
Maybe he's trying to use Vision, body parts to create... That fuck, sword, that would make a lot of sense.
They that changed would make a lot of sense.
They changed the name to Sword, right? The S is Sentio. Yep. Yeah.
Then with these creative names.
No, it was Sentient.
Sentient.
Yeah.
Sentience.
But that's what I think, that's where this he would come, that would is where it would come from.
No, I still agree with you. Yeah. I was saying the S wasn't for Sentinel, it was for Sentient.
Yeah.
That does make a lot of sense.
Because the Sentinels, are they sentient? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I think they were just robots that just knew to attack.
Yeah.
Mutants.
Yeah. So I think what was it, Master Mold or some one of them were, but nah.
With that said though, do y'all y'all probably don't, but do y'all think they're trying to pack too much into this one show?
Fuck no.
No?
As long as they bring it home in the end.
Okay.
Which
I do start.
Why do you say that though?
I don't know, man. It just seemed like a lot of shit to kind of fix. Not necessarily fix. It kind of reminded me of what they tried to do with X-Men, Days of the Future Past. They try to do all of this shit to fix it, quote unquote.
I don't think they're going to try to fix. I think there's going to be some lingering questions.
I think they're going
to
leave.
I understand, but it just feels like a lot to put on this show. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It just feels like a lot. And I know we're about to start over, right? We're about to start over this whole MCU thing with a new adventure, new journey. But I just feel like they're doing a lot of setup with this one show. And sometimes it gets tiring, honestly. Like, it does.
I think I know why Ron saying this. He'll fuck with this show, but he got to watch it to connect it to everything else. So he got to sit through this shit, even though he hate it. So
y'all motherfuckers be instigating. That's why they be coming at my
ass. This is exciting. I don't get tiring.
It's exciting sometimes, but like when I start really trying to break shit down and look at it, I'm like, man, this is fucking tiring, bro. Like, this is a lot. I feel like I gotta know too much or something. Like, I feel like I gotta be like this comic book nerd or something. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I just wanna be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Why can't I just be cool? I wanna be a nerd.
I wanna be a damn dweeb.
Yeah, right. Every week I gotta be a fucking geek like you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I just wanna watch something and enjoy it.
And not have to think about it too hard?
Not too hard. Yeah. I don't mind thinking about shit. Don't get me wrong.
You watch Star Wars. You love The Mandalorian, right?
Yes.
All the Easter egg shit come with it. But you don't like this shit?
There you go. You instigating again. You instigating the fucking game.
What you asking for it?
I'm asking for shit to be simple, but nigga, you like complex shit.
I literally said it. Y'all be instigating like a motherfucker. No. I did not say that. People on frames per second. I am an analytical thinker, just in case you don't follow any other fucking shows that we do. This is just the way my mind works. So what I'm saying is that while I still can enjoy this show and enjoy what they are doing, sometimes I am a little exhausted and be like, damn, are they doing too much? Like, is this a lot to pack in one show? I do have that thought as well. I'm not just like one track minded, like, oh yeah, this is end all be all.
Imagine the show was an hour. Ron would just die.
Oh my God.
It's only 30 minutes. Ron would be like, man, fuck all this shit.
Aren't the last
I'm a simple minded like, nigga. I don't want to do all this shit.
Yeah, okay.
Put Boondocks on. Fuck this shit.
He go still break it up half an hour. He go punch it every other Friday.
That was funny.
Boondocks is actually deep, though.
It is.
We're like, man, Ron, the show's been done for like 2 weeks. No, man, I still got.
He said, I broke every half. He's going to be talking about certain parts like, bro, you remember that one part? Like, nigga, what?
I'm still on the drone, goddamn. Like, goddamn.
Oh, God.
It's just a feeling that I have. I love what they're doing with the show.
Were you at least interested in what Dr. Darcy was telling Monica about her body when she was talking about going back into the Hex?
Yeah. I think that theory's been said here about that's how she got her, that's how she's probably going to get her powers and stuff like that. So I caught that.
She didn't give a fuck though, did she?
No.
It's like, cool. You can tell she's still dealing with the trauma of losing her mama and not being able to have those last few talks with her. Cause what did she say? Something like, I've been dealing with sales and all this other and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Mm-hmm.
Didn't the guy take a shot at her about her mom?
He did.
He did. And about that was some crazy. Other shit.
Then he
too,
said, like, man. He was like,
he said, good. It's good your mom's not here because she wouldn't want to see this. Something like
he
that.
He was real mean.
That was like, fuck.
He was mean.
And all she did was make a face. I'm like, okay, y'all wrote this black woman all wrong.
Right.
I did. I was waiting
for it. I was waiting for it too. I'm like, she about to fuck him up.
Yeah, because Naomi, when she was watching, she's like, what the fuck? It's like, she's right. She really was like, and it was another point when she was like, what the fuck, was when he's like, oh, so you the sassy one. Which one is y'all
the
sassy?
Yeah, who's the sassy
one?
Best friend?
And you know, that triggers black women. That triggers black women.
I was getting weak at that.
Yeah.
That was went off the rails. Up.
That was fucked up.
Naomi looked at me like, what the fuck you just say?
Monica about to start her own her own organization called Gun. He'll shoot all y'all motherfuckers.
She gonna get his ass.
But yeah, I'm interested to see how she and what powers she has or how they develop her based off of that.
I wonder how soon we're gonna see that.
That's what I mean.
Probably at the end, I'm thinking.
I don't think it's going to be in this show.
I think it will.
You think so?
I think she'll probably be whoever else she's bringing in.
Oh,
I think she's going to have to be a part of whatever it is that takes Wanda down. So I think we'll see like a glimpse of it.
Yeah, because they're going to get him now. I don't know why. I thought we were talking about her powers.
I am. I think we'll see Monica's powers.
This
at the
and
end
WandaVision?
Of the show. Because it's going to carry on into Captain Marvel 2. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll see a little bit of her powers. Mm-hmm. Maybe not full blown, but she's going to do something.
Oh, you were saying whoever's going to bring it in will
Like if it's, let's say so, if it's Fantastic yeah. Guy, well, I forget his name.
Dr. Reed Rivers.
This Reed Fantastic Richard. Guy. Fantastic Guy's like the big lost version, right?
But I'm a simple motherfucker.
Yeah, right. That's the DC version. Fantastic Guy.
He got a good personality. That's
right. He's a swell. Yeah, whenever this guy shows up, I'm thinking that when they start figuring out how to take her down, she's going to have to, like, you know, maybe she'll chip in and...
I see.
Yeah, I think it'll happen, too. I think it'll happen.
Which is either going to be Mr. Fantastic or it's going to be Doctor Strange. Well, it's going to be one of the two.
I don't know. Because the more I'm thinking about it, when they talk about, oh, this is, like, a big person, could it be Professor X?
It could be.
But they said the motherfucker was an aerospace something,
yeah,
right?
And Professor X, I don't think he's in... But Reed Richards is.
Yeah.
It's got to be Reed
Richards.
But
they would have to recast him. So
recast
we wouldn't.
Recast him?
Well, I mean, like, the character we're going to see is going to be for the first time in this universe, right?
Yeah.
So it can't be like some big. Like, you know, Luke Skywalker is huge, right? Mm-hmm. In Mandalorian. But for this, it's like, if we just get a new Reed Richards, it's like, okay, the character is big, but the motherfucker who's playing him.
If you walk in and you see a foot,
he's gonna stretch
just it into the door, and the rest of the body come with it. You gonna be like, "Oh shit, that's crazy."
Who played Mr. Fantastic in the movies?
Some random black guy. Right.
So it don't matter either way.
Right. There's the I mean, maybe if it's the person who the fans want to be him, everybody would go crazy.
Is there somebody?
The dude from The Office. I don't know, the dude played Jim.
Yeah,
that's who the fans have been talking about.
Well, I get what you're saying, because if they're saying like, oh, it's supposed to be this big reveal, you would think that it's a name that we've seen before in the universe.
No, I would just think it's a character that we've been wanting to see.
Oh, you think it's a
would
character?
Would you think of a fuck about the actor?
You wouldn't think it'd be Hugh Jackman?
Hell no.
As I don't want to Fantastic.
No, as as like Wolverine.
That would be dope.
Wolverine has no reason to walk in this motherfucker.
No.
It would make no sense. I wouldn't complain, just like I thought, oh, it's not going to be Luke Skywalker. And when it was Luke Skywalker, I was crying like a little bitch. But I don't need to see Wolverine show up, you know, snicked for what?
Tear through
what
the
are you going to do?
Wait, it can't be Wolverine.
Right, for what?
Because it can't make his, break his metal.
He's not an aerospace whatever.
No, he's not.
That would be insane.
Well, you said what?
I said he's not an aerospace whatever.
Yeah, it's not
that'd be crazy. Alcoholic. Like, nobody wants to see him.
Yeah, it's not Wolverine.
You can't help anything. I think it's going to be Mr. Fantastic. I don't think it would. I mean, why would she be going to get, like Professor S can't build shit.
No.
He just roll around. He can't do nothing.
Unless you make it seem like he's a useless ass.
Oh, he kind of is. Unless he talking to minds and shit. Maybe they'll bring him in later to talk to her. But right now, he's going to roll his little wheelchair through there. Roll out. No, I don't want to see that.
And it's not going to be Doctor Strange, because he would just appear. Because he could foresee this shit.
It would still be a pretty. I don't think it's gonna be like a big thing, but
I feel you. But I'm going through the process of elimination now, and see as Reed Richards is the one that makes the most sense.
Yeah,
it's either Reed Richards or it's gonna be Magneto. Those are the only two that I think are gonna be like, oh shit, that's crazy.
Well, but the Magneto thing is like, she made it seem like it's an ally though. Like, would he be an ally to Monica?
No. I'm sorry. When I talk about the big reveal. That interview and they're like, oh, there's gonna be a Luke Skywalker level reveal.
Okay, yeah.
I was talking about that. Not
okay, yeah. I do think it'll be. I think I said that on another show, Magneto or Professor X. But before the guy she's meeting
is Reed Richards.
I think that's probably Reed Richards. Right.
Yeah. We'll be back after this quick break.
Mike, I think you mentioned the people at the edge of the town and stuff like that. We see Vision, not with the Neighborhood Watch, but doing his own little side mission, going to the far edge of the town that we haven't even seen yet. Because I think Wanda mentions to the kids before they go out and do their Halloween thing, she said, don't go to the edge of
Ellis Ave, I think.
Yep.
He goes out there, and we see, and that's, I think from the trailer, we see that the woman trying to.
That shit was fucked up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Did you see the dude in the back who was doing the same shit?
She was crying.
With the pumpkin.
Yeah, she's crying, and he was like repeating the same thing. Like, yeah, man, it's true.
I was thinking like, damn, his back got to hurt.
He probably don't know it hurts.
Shit, if she could cry.
Like they do know, because you remember she said it hurts.
That's torture, man.
I'm in his back. I don't mean like.
No, but that to me, that's I like where the show is going as far as the creepiness.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was for the ones that were not moving. Because remember, he went even further, and them other kids and stuff were just standing there.
Yeah, it's like stuck. Yeah, it's like the closest you get to the outer wall.
That's torture.
It is.
Conscious and you just fucking can't move.
Yep.
Jesus. Yeah.
And your thoughts are being controlled.
Gotta go
too.
Pee.
Right. Is that right?
Maybe shit.
Right. That's fucked up. So that lends to that not dead too.
Not really.
It does. Is she crying and shit? And they feel tortured. Bro. You were wrong, man.
Vision is dead. Vision is dead, and he can move around and do all kinds of other shit.
Okay. Stick to that.
Look, I hope I'm right. I really do. But anyways, it also lends to thinking that Agnes is not on the up and up either. She's the only one that could actually talk.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was faking the whole
thing. I think she was
shit.
Faking too.
Wait, in the car?
What about when he touched her head?
I think she was faking that shit.
She was faking.
She was
no, she wasn't.
I think she was faking.
Why would she say she was lost? One, because they already said she's been there her whole life.
Yeah? Why would she be lost? That's what he asked.
But it wouldn't make no sense for her to be lost in that town.
Right, yeah.
And then for her to be the only one that could actually talk, even before he touched her head, she said something. I think she said, I'm lost. I'm lost. Nobody else there could talk.
But she was
the closest to the fucking border.
But she was already a character. That's what I'm saying. I feel like...
Nah, but I don't know. I just feel like everything she said to Vision was like a setup for some shit. It's like, oh, you're this and that.
It made me change my perspective on her. Because I feel like I was with y'all as far as like, she's suspicious, there's something going on with her.
She's suspicious, man.
But the way she was acting and reacting, I'm just taking it at face value. I'm just like...
At face value, I can see why you think that. And I did initially too, until I started thinking like them. It's like... I think she was faking.
I think she knew.
Because how are you that close to the hex, and then they already set it up for you to see that the closer you get, you're either not moving or you are moving just a little bit, and you can't do
it. But why wasn't she moving though?
Yeah, but why would she say that?
Oh, so you're with him. Okay, so
she still was able to cognitively say something.
Yeah, why was she that?
But she's always been the one that's kind of been in and out of the whole show.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right. But to a certain point though, I think she's able to break out, but somehow she's also pulled back in. I guess the part that I'm struggling with is why was she just stopped there and not moving at all?
I think she knew he would be there somehow.
Yeah. Did she?
I think
she finally got him to herself. She finally got him to herself. Got him to herself without Wanda being around. Now she can kind of pry a little bit. Like, why would she tell him that? Because you're dead. Like, why would you tell him that?
Mm-hmm. He brought her out though, remember?
I think it's all fake. When it comes to her, I think it's bullshit. She was the closest to the edge. She was the only one that could actually speak.
And drive off.
And drive. Well, that was after he touched her, she was able to drive off. But
no, he touched her back though. She went back.
And then she drove off.
And then she drove off.
Right. He touched her back.
Mm-hmm.
And she drove off. So yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, that part didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that part didn't make any sense. Now you break it up.
Well,
because
there you go.
Because
I'm right.
Yeah, because she was faking.
I don't know.
I'm confused on her. I don't know what she is.
I was with. Damn, I forgot y'all.
Okay.
At one point, but now I think she was faking.
Yeah, I think she was faking.
I think she was absolutely.
It makes no sense for her to be lost in that town. It made no sense. I'm lost. How are you lost? You've been here your whole life. According to you,
that's why I thought it was funny. Vision asked her that.
I think they're trying to throw us off the scent with that.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, you know how like Iron Man 3, they had the I forgot what's his name, the guy who he was a villain, but then he found out that he wasn't the real villain; it was somebody else.
That was the Mandarin.
Yeah, I was about to say Mandalorian, but I was like, no, it's the Mandarin. that's how I felt like about her. Like, I thought she was a villain, but maybe she's not.
So maybe she's doing something else.
Yeah. Wait, the Mandarin was a bad guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, in the comics, but in the movie in Iron Man 3, he was.
Oh, you're talking about the fake actor they had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, y'all believe what you want.
What did y'all think was going to happen to Vision when he was walking towards the cornfield?
Exactly what happened.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you're going to die. You're going to fall apart.
I wanted to see it so bad, too.
Yeah.
And I think they played with that too.
Yeah, was it like, pulling at him or was he just breaking down?
Is not actually put together in real life. I think everything that goes outside of that hex, you go back to how you were before you entered the hex.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's not together. Mm-hmm. Like, I think in reality, It's just those pieces we saw in that video when she took him.
Mm-hmm.
His two arms, a little bit of a torso, and his head. That's it.
Like a toy.
Like, yeah, like a toy. Like yeah. He's not, like a Lego. He wasn't put together all the way. So when he comes, that's why the little pieces yeah, start remember, coming yeah, off.
Those are the toys you had, yeah. Little G.I. Joe figures. Yeah. And you pop the legs off.
Yep. Just like that. Switch the arms. Yep. Other dogs. That's yeah. What he is.
I was thinking of the 5% of his arm, leg.
he's not a Muslim.
For half a second, I did think, I was like, oh shit, is he about to just walk out? Is he about to be able to walk out?
I thought he
out?
Was too.
Because I was be like, okay, well then this would confirm that the kids can leave and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So half a second, I did think, I was like, maybe he's finna just walk out. That would be crazy, but.
Yeah, I think they played with that. I didn't know whether he was going to be able to get out or not. And like I said, they played with like, oh, he almost there. Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. Nope. It ain't happening.
That's the only reason the kids are going to be able to leave is because Wanda created them inside the Hex.
Mm.
So they're not necessarily like real or whatever outside the Hex.
They would defy that logic since they were. But, right. Yeah.
I think maybe she created all of those kids that are inside there. Because I mean, I wish.
Because that. Yeah.
I wish she answered the question when mm-hmm. he said, well, "Where were you hiding all these kids?" And she made it seem like they were asleep or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what his suggestion. He was like, "Were they just sleeping?" Or
yeah.
Something?
Well, because doesn't Pietro talk to her and be like, he said something as far as
he insinuated like, so this is all very traumatic for the people that are walking around. So maybe you just had the kids sleeping so they don't know what's going on, except for the occasional Halloween special or something like that.
Yeah, he was making it seem like there was some morality line that she was balancing herself on. Like, you're using people, but at the same time, you're only using men and women, not kids.
Right.
Like, their conversation was very interesting because at one point he was asking, like, well, I understand why you're doing this. Just keep it going, which was weird, obviously, because she's using people. But at the same time, he was questioning, like, how are you doing this?
And we see, like, even if she's saying she may not know how it started, the fact that we do, like, yeah, because they were having that ethical conversation of, like, okay, we see that she's controlling a lot more, well, than I personally thought, like, up to, like, what people can think and shit. Because even Agnes said, like, she won't even let us think about certain things.
Mm.
So, yeah, maybe she's controlling, like literally controlling the day-to-day, like what they're doing, like picking stuff up or whatever like that. And now she's just things are starting to break apart a little bit.
Yeah, and I know another theory that y'all may have thrown out there is that the sitcom shit came from her childhood and stuff. So I thought that was interesting in the conversation when he was like, yeah, mom and dad would have really liked this place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that could be based on stuff that they used to watch
right.
growing up or whatever. So I was like, oh, I wonder if that's attached to this or whatever. So I thought that was interesting.
I hope so. I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting was that the commercial we got with the claymation. What was it called? Yo Magic.
Yo Magic.
Yeah.
I missed that. I saw it, but I didn't tie it.
Because it was weird because obviously the kid died before he could eat the dessert.
Kept trying
the shark was saying like I'm eating off your magic or some shit like that, right?
What's that?
Something like that.
The shark.
Oh, okay.
This was the only commercial I was just like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying with this one.
That's what I was reading on through the thread and I was listening to, I had to rewatch the commercial to kind of get it. But it felt like, to y'all point, that somebody is feeding off whatever she's creating.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of got from it.
Said that last week.
But the thing though was
take my
shit. I said one of y'all said it, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I got from it, you know.
But I mean, to your theory about them being dead, that kid kept trying to eat his food. And he ended up like dying on that island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
So
interesting. I didn't think about that part. Maybe if they send that new age drone back in there, you can find out what's really going on.
What I will give you now that we're talking about theories and stuff with that commercial is that at some point they can eventually die if they don't have control and they just constantly trying to get out of it and constantly trying to do something and they can eventually die in this state.
Mm.
Huh? Not dead right now. That shit went over your head.
So yeah.
Just like in the commercial with the guy, you know, he was a kid and he had a treat or whatever and then he was still trying to get it but he couldn't. But for whatever reason, and he eventually died because he couldn't. So in this state that they're in, they're living right now, but if they stay in this thing longer, they will eventually die because they can't get out.
Especially the people on the, I get what he's saying, the people on the edge who yeah. can't really do anything.
They mm-hmm. will die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, those people.
They will die.
Just them, though, not the regular people. Or are you saying everybody in there will just die?
I think everybody in there would.
Why would they just die?
Because if you're constantly in that state, well obviously you'll die because everybody dies eventually. But I think maybe they'll die quicker or something. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I just think the more we're talking about that commercial, I think that was it may be a direct line to the people that's in this thing. They're dying. They're hurting. Mm. They've all said that, you know, yeah, this hurts. Like, yeah. And they can't do nothing. And he was just trying to eat it and he couldn't. So they're trying to get out, but they can't. So it's a direct correlation with that.
I think it's what I said last week.
Which was?
It's basically somebody is leeching off of her. And Wanda's going to die unless they figure out who it is that's feeding off of her.
That could work, too.
Make more sense.
Yeah. I like that theory better. Everybody's dead. All my friends are dead.
Well, we see the kids starting to develop their powers, Speed and Wiccan, and especially when Vision was trying to get out.
That's confusing me.
With the kids?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
The kids are confusing me unless they're Marvel heroes that I don't know about.
They are.
Well, what's confusing?
They just answered it. I didn't know that they were actual
real characters.
Real characters.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
I liked how the son Billy, mm-hmm. like we see the other kid, you know, running around super fast, but when Vision was trying to get out, Billy was just like he could sense. He went up to Wanda like, look, there's something going on. I could hear Dad screaming in my head, and then. That's when Wanda was just like, she went crazy. Yeah. Did y'all expect her to react the way she did?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I know when she found out Vision was about to die, mm-hmm. that she really almost had no other choice but to expand it. I didn't know she was going to expand it as far as she did. Mm. But yeah, I knew she was going to snap.
Back to the kids, though. So will it be a spoiler if y'all tell me who they are?
Yes.
It will be?
Oh. Kind of, not really.
I mean,
we can wait.
They're just her kids.
Not real. That's not. Never mind. Yeah.
Okay. It'll be a spoiler. Okay.
I mean, it's not a spoiler, but I mean, it depends on what you want to know. Do you want to just know who they are?
No. Because I'll start putting shit together and then I'll be all fucked up.
There's nothing to put together.
Okay. Well, like, who are they?
In the comics, she creates them and they end up being like the new Avengers?
Young Avengers. Yeah. Young Avengers. They end up being part of the new, like, younger Avengers.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Yeah, it's nothing super okay. deep. It's
what's the, do you know, y'all know their names?
Wiccan and what's
Speed.
The Speed? Speed? That's his name?
Yeah, his name is Speed.
What's the first one's name?
Wiccan.
Is he like Wanda?
He's like Wanda, and then the fast one's like the brother. And what they were wearing, that was their kind of little mini versions of their costumes, too.
Gotcha. That's I assume that, but I just didn't know for sure. That's why I said it's confusing.
Yeah.
So okay, that makes sense.
Because that was actually cool. We didn't touch on that. How Pietro was actually wearing his actual Quicksilver mm-hmm. costume from the comics with the yeah. hair and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was actually pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Did you catch how Pietro was dressed as Nick Fury when they were kids? Trick or treating?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
no, I did.
Uh-huh. But I couldn't place who that. Wanda was supposed to be.
I think she was Maria Hill, maybe Maria or. Hill.
His like sidekick.
Yeah, director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
She was in
I didn't even place that. Okay.
I think because that was a period of comics I didn't read, so I don't.
But she's in the movies, right?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
the one that was yeah, the mm-hmm. little skinny white chick mm-hmm. with the dark hair.
Yeah.
I like her. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. But yeah, he was dressed as Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I did. I caught that shit.
But now I was surprised that Wanda expanded. I was expecting her to come outside again me and be too. Like, fuck yeah, everything up and like level the city. Mm-hmm. But for her to expand and then like we see Dr. Darcy get, you know, consumed in it and like a bunch of other sword agents and they all get, you know, refurbished to other other
clowns.
That was crazy, man.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That's kind of sick too. To be like, you're running for your life, and then all of a sudden you get mm-hmm. turned into a fucking clown. And
did anybody think about why they turned into clowns at all?
I don't think it, I mean.
Anybody?
No. I don't think it was super.
I think it just wound up being petty.
I thought it was because they were set up in a tent or whatever, and it was like a big top type of thing. So I think that went with the whole theme of it being like, why are you looking at me like that, man?
over here telling me I'm thinking about shit too deep. You over here doing the tent. They must be clowns.
Because, like, some, again, like, I'm like, I'll be trying to figure out why would they do that? Like, why would they be clowns? Why would it be? I'm like, okay, so they were in a tent and all of that. And
yeah. I just thought it fit with Halloween. Like, you get some scary clowns or some shit.
That could be it, too.
And I think just think they clown for could doing be. All that dumb ass shit.
I thought it might be like the next
triple entendre.
That's kind of what I thought too.
The next setting for the next episode or something. Like they go to the fair or some shit.
we all over the place. there was somebody in the Reddit thread. I think it's Ducati_Jones. He said they are clearly making the radiation of the snap the starting point. I think that's the catalyst for bringing out the X gene. For some reason, the hex, somebody said, mentioned the X, like an X. Like maybe this is how she creates
that's
the
kind
shit.
Of, that was kind
like,
of
look,
a stretch.
Before she expands it out, if they doing, and then
X-Men.
The hex, man.
That's just, come on, bro. I like that theory.
Yeah, because hex, H. And then there's an E, so the X-Men and the E, the Xavier. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. H, heroes, because they all heroes.
Yeah, he, right? It's the X-Men, right?
He X-Men. God damn.
See what I'm saying, though?
No.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, no. This shit is getting, like, it's like, yo, you started really fucking going on a mind trip, like, with
people
this
just
shit.
Doing too much.
That's right. What I'm saying,
just
kids.
Go for the ride. It's fun to theorize some shit, but, yeah,
but that's what
but Hex to X-Men. It's like, bro, come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, that's what I'm saying, man. This shit. This
you know what, bro?
Crazy.
I tell you right now, if the director comes out and he's just like, so look, this is what we were thinking. Like, you know, the hex is expanding, and then the hex creates the X-Men. See, that was our idea. I'm like, you suck. That's stupid. Wow. Not saying the commenter is stupid.
No, you're saying if that's actually what it is.
If that's really what it is, that is terrible.
They didn't have a Leroy in the room.
They must not have. Leroy would have been like, bruh. Like, bruh. That don't make no sense. That's stupid.
X-Men.
Nah, I am curious to see what happens with...
go ahead.
I am curious to see what happens with Darcy now that she's inside of the Hex. I'm really curious to see what type of role she plays now. Could they, if y'all notice, they didn't show her turning into anything.
Right.
So I was like, oh man, I really wonder what she's gonna look like. I wonder what she's gonna be like inside of this world. Or whatnot.
I wonder if this how many times did the what's the black lady's name?
Monica.
Monica. How many times did she go in there?
Three times.
I thought it was twice.
Wait, she went in
only
once.
She only went in once.
Well, she was saying like you went in and out.
Right.
So she only went in and out once. But I was gonna say, so does this mean that like Darcy will get powers too?
Only if she comes out.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Man. Two times. Yeah.
But yeah,
what,
but
are you
once
doing
this
the
is,
math?
I'm trying.
Don't worry. When Darcy said it, I was like, "Wait a minute, huh?"
I was like,
"I did the math while I was watching the show, Mike."
Because I was like, "She got to be talking about going in
something
out.
Twice." Yeah. And I was like, oh, "Wait, I thought she only went in once."
That's what I.
So that's
I
why I asked.
Same thing. Until you just said it just now, I was like, "What is she talking
so
about?"
So I was like, "Okay."
She said interaction with it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically.
What? Thanks, Professor. I could have used
that's
you
just
last
a
week.
Real. That's reiterating. Y'all motherfuckers are funny, bro. Y'all motherfuckers
for real.
Are funny.
I was confused last week. I was like, when did she go in the first time?
I thought that shit was tight though.
Me too.
Y'all didn't think the way she did that shit was tight.
Man, I was getting weak, but they was just driving.
Yeah. Man, they peeled out.
They sure did. The first thing I thought was like, man, she is fucking powerful.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
She's Omega level.
Like, god damn, she's powerful.
She stopped all that shit.
She stopped all that shit and expanded. I was like, man, this is.
I thought she was gonna keep going. I didn't know she was gonna just stop.
I didn't think she was gonna keep going.
I was like, man, she gonna take over New Jersey? Shit.
That's the last thing I thought she was gonna do. I thought, because the thing about it is when he said he's out there and I see soldiers, I was like, well, why does she keep asking more questions? If he sees soldiers, clearly she should know where he is. So I thought she was just gonna go out there and just start fucking wrecking people. But when she had just moved the hex, I'm like, god damn.
Yeah.
So she can make this shit bigger just whenever she feels like.
Right.
That's crazy.
So does that mean the people on the edge now?
That's what I was going to ask. Oh, are they walking around? Because yeah, all the clowns were instantly just walking around. Yeah. They weren't, you know what I'm saying? And they would have been on the edge. So.
Yeah, maybe that's a loop. Maybe that's a hole.
Well, unless it's a matter of, you know, maybe towards the edge of the hex, she just doesn't give a fuck about them anymore because they're no longer important. But maybe. Since she's using her powers like in full force right then, maybe that's waking everybody up at that moment.
That too, and then like she just don't have the time. Right now she's focused on just expanding it or whatever, and then once they're in there, then she can have control over them type of thing.
I feel you.
But then if she's that powerful, why weren't the people moving, you know, before she expanded it?
I think she wasn't focused on them.
Right. Yeah.
I think that at that moment, like, you could tell when she's really using her full force powers. Mm-hmm. Her eyes light up red. And I think at that moment when she was expanding the hex, she's using her full force powers. Mm-hmm. But then when she's done with that, her powers are conserved and she's only, you know, working on the people that are in her general vicinity.
Yeah.
So I think at maybe the next episode, if they're still near the edge, the clowns ain't going to be doing shit, just going to be standing around or something.
There's she's powerful as fuck. Like, it made me just go watch that scene with Thanos to see how she actually was handling his ass. I was like, damn, was she really that powerful in Endgame? And when I saw that scene, I was like, oh, shit. That's when he shot off the fight. Like, yo, fire. Like, somebody kill this bitch. Like, he was just like, all right, damn, get this bitch off of me. He couldn't do shit. Y'all was like, shit. She was tearing his ass apart. Yeah. Like, she was about to fuck him up.
He said, make it rain fire. And they were like, what about all our people? He's like,
I don't give a fuck. Get this bitch off of me.
This motherfucker turned me up.
Her motivation was the same reason why she expanded the hex.
I know. That's what made me go watch that clip. I was like, damn, but she is. She is just powerful. Because you had fucking Captain America and all them niggas trying to fight his ass and couldn't get him. And then she came in that shit with the red shit and fucked him up.
The red shit.
she had the glow on him.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You got that glow. You feel the glow when you got that glow.
But I will say this too, though. I know y'all, a couple of y'all been preaching the villainous vibes. I did feel the villainous vibes this time.
Yeah.
I felt it a little bit in this one. I was like, oh man, she's... Maybe she is evil. Maybe.
Hey, hurt people.
Maybe she is. And then that's real Thanos-like, right? You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't think he necessarily feels like he's a villain. You know what I'm saying? I think he feels like he's doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that might be how she's feeling as well, but not realizing that, nah, this what you're doing is not right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm starting to feel y'all on the villainous vibes thing.
Right.
But yeah, that was pretty much the end of the episode. Any other Easter eggs or clues that y'all picked up on?
Well, I thought you were going to mention it, but I think around that time, isn't that when she also saw that Quicksilver got shot up?
Yeah.
Remember what Quicksilver said?
Oh,
we didn't talk about that.
That was confusing because why, if it's truly a recast,
right.
It's not a recast.
It's not a recast. Yeah. So that's what was confusing. It's not an actual recast. He's like, he's either dead or he's someone else. He's either actually dead, like she brought him. Nah, man. I don't know. That's the part that was confusing. I'm like, okay, well, who is this guy? Why you saying him like that?
He's still Quicksilver.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know if he's Quicksilver.
Why?
Just some of the things he was saying, the way he was prying, like questioning her and stuff like that.
He's supposed to be that version of Quicksilver. The reason she saw him shot up.
The version that we see. The version that we see now, or the version that was in the MCU? Which version?
He's not the one from the MCU, clearly.
Okay.
He's a different person. Okay. But he's still Quicksilver.
Okay.
She saw him shot up because in her mind, that is Quicksilver.
Okay.
Do you think he's alive or dead?
I'm not sure because... This version of Quicksilver? Is alive. Well, he could be dead.
That's what I'm saying.
What you said kind of sparked this thought that maybe she saw what she remembered of Quicksilver. So that was just a vision that she had.
Yeah, that's what I thought
and
too.
He's actually really alive.
So he's not...
But he did say he was shot up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said I got shot in the street like a punk. Which is another reason I was thinking that everybody in there is dead.
But one thing, so he's not making it. So he's not the Fox Quicksilver. Right. So if he's not the Fox Quicksilver, why did they cast him?
Right. I think he is the Fox Quicksilver, but in that universe, he's dead because he's Quicksilver. Quicksilver died, period.
Right.
I think when he goes from that universe to this one, he becomes this Quicksilver. Well, no, because then he had different memories too.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's why I was confused.
Different memories and kind of a slightly different story. Yeah.
This is where the multiverse is getting confusing.
Because I was hoping it was... Well, I was hoping that it's a bridge of the multiverse, but if he's just like supposed to be Quicksilver, that would be kind of lame that they cast the other Quicksilver.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they're just doing it to fuck with us, because in the Fox version, that Quicksilver didn't even have an accent because they changed the entire story.
Yeah.
So when she says, "Where's your accent?" he's like, "Well, where's yours?"
Right.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense for him to be actually Quicksilver. So maybe they're just doing that to kind of just, like, maybe there's no real rhyme or reason as to him being that Fox version of Quicksilver, except for fans to be like, "Oh shit, that's crazy." But maybe that's it.
Yeah. I was thinking he could also be, if this is a fucking multiverse, he could also be somewhere in the middle where he's just a Quicksilver that is bridged between Fox and Marvel. So maybe he's just kind of pulling from both.
I'm wondering if this is just not even the multiverse yet.
I just got a question. Where the hell does multiverse come from?
Well,
Spider-Man?
Yeah. Into the Spider-Verse.
That's when it was first brought up, but it's from the comics. Like, that's how the Marvel universe is. Like, there's a bunch of them, and which is why, like, canonically, like, so like the Sony Spider-Man cartoon they did exists in a different universe from this, and then this is called, I think, the 616 universe. So then you have like the Animal Avengers universe, all that kind of shit.
Remember, they did that so they could just run all those separate stories. Remember, you had
what?
In there was Spider-Man, so there was Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Web of Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man.
Not then the movies.
No, I'm talking about comics.
Okay, I remember
that.
And
then you had X-Men had like five different versions. Yeah. There was X-Men, then there was Uncanny X-Men.
Yep.
Then there was like Logan. It was like all these different things. I think it got to a point where fans were like, "All right, this isn't making any sense. You got all these people doing different shit." And then I think that was just their excuse.
They pulled the DC.
They basically pulled DC. Like, oh, but they did. I think they did pull it with Spider-Man. I think his comic may have been the first that explained everything when they had the Spider-Man.
Yeah, some people think Agnes
multiverse
is,
comic.
But we haven't seen any of the multiverse in the movies yet.
No, just in we the got Spider-Man a couple film. Fakes. Yeah.
Except the Spider-Man animated shit?
Just the animated Spider-Man. Then the last movie, Spider-Man mentions it.
But it was... supposedly fake. Because
when you guys keep talking about it, I'm like, okay, I don't remember any of this in the movies except the end of the animated shit.
Well, plus we know that the next Doctor Strange movie is called the Multiverse of Madness.
Okay. And then,
well,
but also, okay. I didn't know that.
Isn't that, well, I guess it's implied that that's kind of how Endgame worked. Like, they weren't really going back in time. They're just going to slightly different. Because they were saying, like, that's not how time travel works, quote unquote. Yeah. So I think that's what they were doing. They were going to... He's like, "Look, we'll bring the stones back to your timeline or whatever, but it's really just a separate universe." So when he's saying, when Doctor Strange is like one out of like 9 billion tries, I think he's just saying, we're the one universe in close proximity to ours that successfully did this, and this is how.
Right.
So I think it started, like, I think we kind of saw it with that, but they just didn't fully just say
it. They didn't label it, yeah. Okay. And I think Petro had a tattoo on him that said M-O-M. So Multiverse of Madness or... whatever.
He did.
Yeah.
I saw the mom tattoo.
Yeah, he has a mom tattoo. So, I mean, I think they're...
Okay. I just wanted to catch up.
I think... I don't think it means that. Because
Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah, it can't mean that.
That would be a little lame.
Why would I not? Why not?
Okay, you're a filmmaker, and you're asking me why would they make his tattoo say Multiverse of Madness? It's the name of a movie. Why would they make his tattoo mean that? Like, if somebody says, "Pietro, what's that tattoo mean?" "Oh, Multiverse of Madness." "What's that mean?" "Ask Doctor Strange." No, that's stupid. That's super stupid. Nah, man. You can't just shrug that off.
Gave Makaya a shrug.
Nah. You think that'd be cool?
I mean, they tying all his other shit. I mean, why not tie that?
Don't ask him. I'm about to say, don't ask him, Mike. He don't give a fuck.
I'm not asking him nothing. Like, he take it as that would piss me the fuck off. I
mean, he said they already doing goofy shit.
This is no more goofy than anything else. Damn. Do you think Wanda's recreating the the Infinity Stones?
What? Where you get that from?
Why you say it like that?
I'm sorry.
You stay just treat me like I'm just stupid as fuck.
I swear,
adjust your shirt, man. What?
I think it's
what? So stupid.
No, I thought it was an interesting thought.
I'm fucking with you.
No, I think it's too soon to go back to the Infinity Stones.
I was wondering if whoever is in control is trying to get her to do that. I'm sure I'm reaching. I'm just asking a question.
Well, I think whoever's controlling it is like, why? If that's the case, like, in my mind, I'm thinking, why would I need the Infinity Stones if this person can alternate reality?
Well, the stones aren't destroyed, are they?
Yes.
Who destroyed them?
They're not Thanos. Yes, they're destroyed.
Thanos destroyed or them.
And then Tony. Oh, they're not destroyed.
Nah, because Captain America returned them to their original time where they're supposed to be at.
Came back,
but only one version of them was destroyed. The other, yeah, the other ones are still around. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So.
Never mind. Because I remember, like, there was somebody in the Reddit thread that was talking about how each of the commercials ties to one of the Infinity Stones.
Oh, shit.
So I went back and started watching the commercials, and it's like the first one has the Mind Stone in it. Then the second one has the watch, which would be the Time Stone.
Okay.
But then I didn't get the connection to any of the other ones because the stones start getting confusing to me after that. Because I don't even remember what the other ones were.
Mind, it was like Reality Stone, Soul Stone.
So maybe the newest one with the Yo Magic and the dude dying, maybe that's the Soul Stone?
That should be the Soul Stone.
Right?
Because we only say Yo.
All right, we go.
There was no black stone in this.
It should be the Soul Stone.
The Soul Stone should have been black. You're right. Get free chicken forever.
Definitely should have been black.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely should have been black.
You could dance at any party.
Right.
Stay on beat.
Dick big for no reason. Dr. Strange like, bro, I want the fucking Soul Stone. Why?
Right.
He's like, man, there's
don't,
one.
You don't worry about questions.
It. Yeah, don't worry about questions, bro.
Don't worry about it.
There's one in 3 million shots for me to get a big ass to get. Let me get this Soul Stone.
That would be
the real eye
if that's his
bottle.
Movie.
You know what I'm saying?
Go to every universe just to get that.
Right. Every universe is black as fuck for no reason. Doctor Strange get a curl. Doctor Strange look like FIFO for no reason. What the hell is that? Why are you curly like that?
He takes the Soul Stone like Billy D when he come out.
He's like, hey, what up, nigga?
What are you saying?
It's a Soul Stone. It's not me.
Fuck ass.
Right, you can't say that. Yep, I got the Soul Stone, motherfucker.
Well, those are our thoughts on episode 6 of WandaVision. Tune in next week to hear our recap of episode 7. Let us know what you thought about this episode and the series overall. FPS Podcast is the thread for Reddit and also the handle for IG and Twitter. And we'll catch y'all next time. Peace.